right, our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 1862, Nanticoke Shores Associates.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is in my area, and as you may recall, after the public hearing, we had some discussion concerning the application, and I'm prepared to make a motion based on that discussion and the public record.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 1862 for Nanticoke Shore Associates for the following reasons. One, the application is a request to transform 260 previously approved manufactured home lots that are in undeveloped areas of a mobile home, manufactured home park into 367 seasonal RV camper sites. They are to be used for seasonal RV sites are interspersed within the overall area of the mobile home park and are not a completely separate section of it. Two, seasonal RV sites are not compatible with manufactured home lots. There was testimony in the record that many of the mobile home lots are the primary year-round residences of the park tenants. The creation of the seasonal RV camper sites would adversely affect the neighboring and surrounding mobile home lots. Three, the creation of 367 seasonal RV camper sites is an unacceptable increase in density of 107 new lots or units in comparison with the existing 260 lots that are currently approved for the area. Four, although DelDOT has determined that traffic will be decreased as a result of the planned development, DelDOT's findings are based upon a yearly average. Instead, 367 seasonal RV camper sites will generate more traffic during the summer season when traffic congestion already exists in a Long Neck area than the approved 260 mobile home units would. Five, no parties appeared in support of the application, and there was substantial testimony in opposition to it. Relevant testimony included the effect on property values, increased traffic when the existing park above and beyond what would have been generated by the 260 approved lots, concerns about security, the incompatibility of seasonal RV campers and their owners with year-round residents, the existing condition of the park and its roads and amenities, and the worsening effect of campsites and their visitors on them all, and the expectation of the current homeowners and tenants that the park would remain a manufactured home park as it is currently approved and used. I am not satisfied that there is a need for additional RV camper sites in this area of Sussex County, especially if it results in a loss of manufactured housing sites.
Second. So moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 1862, Nanticoke Shores Associates, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.